European leaders are facing mounting pressure to sanction Russian energy exports after accusations of war crimes in Ukraine. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Western allies are still preparing fresh sanctions designed to further isolate Russia economically, financially, and technologically. The European Union has proposed a ban on $4 billion worth of coal exports that's being considered as we speak in the European Parliament as part of a wide-ranging fifth sanctions package. Speaking this morning, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said, though, the bloc could still go even further.
These sanctions will not be our last sanctions. As I said already yesterday, yes, we've now banned coal, but now we have to look into oil and we have to look into the revenues that Russia gets from the fossil fuels.
Indeed, notably absent from the package under consideration today is any action on natural gas supplies from Russia. And in his own speech this morning, the head of the European Council, Charles Michel, said those imports will likely need to be added sooner rather than later. The BBC's Danny Eberhard has more on that story.
Russia's the largest supplier of gas and oil to the EU. Germany depends on Russia for about half of its gas imports and a third of its oil. Reaching consensus on banning Russian coal imports is relatively easy, as it's fairly straightforward sourcing it from elsewhere. But the situation is much more complicated with oil and, particularly, gas. Ukraine says the vast sums the EU funnels to Russia daily for energy feeds Moscow's war machine and that Ukrainians are paying for this with their lives. The mood in the EU is shifting, but many politicians fear cutting Russian oil and gas will hit their economies, leading to job losses and even higher bills for consumers.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhard reporting there. Well, in the last hour, in response to more severe Western sanctions, Russia's deputy foreign minister told the state news agency TASS the European Union will pay for its, quote, energy blackmail. It's not just governments, though, making decisions to isolate Russia. Companies have taken matters into their own hands. Last month, LVMH and Hermes said they'd temporarily shut their stores in the country. French luxury giant Chanel did the same. Now, though, it's gone one step further and halted sales to people who intend to take their products to Russia. The BBC's Monica Miller has that story.
The French designer says that the company is complying with all laws that apply to its global operation, including trade sanctions. This includes the sale of luxury items to individuals who intend to use them in Russia. Chanel has told the BBC that they have rolled out a process to ask customers to prove they live outside of the country. However, the policy has caused anger and outrage online, calling the fashion house Russian-phobic. One Russian model posted a video on Instagram cutting her Chanel purse in two with a pair of scissors. The company later said that they are currently working on improving their approach and apologized for any misunderstanding this may have caused. I'm the BBC's Monica Miller for Marketplace.
Checking the numbers now, the specter of more sanctions on Russia and higher interest rates in the U.S. is dampening global investor confidence today. Stock benchmarks in Europe are down in the 0.4% to 1.3% range. Stocks across China saw similar declines after the country reported its highest daily COVID-19 infection rate since the pandemic began. China's biggest city, Shanghai, has now also extended its lockdown into a second week. An income tax that funds health and social care services here in the UK is set to rise, though starting in July, tweaks will be made that will offset the rise for some individuals and households. Still, the higher tax means many pocketbooks that have already been hit by energy and living costs will be squeezed even further. National charity Fair Share gives away leftover supermarket food that's still good to eat. It says demand for help at food banks is at an all-time high. The BBC's Emma Simpson has more on that story.
At a small community centre in the village of Aylsham in the south of England, bags of fresh food are being laid out on a large table. It's surplus supermarket produce that would have gone to waste, but is given away for free. Alison Trevelyan's been coming for a few months.
Normally what I'll do is I'll obviously make some soup with this, which that will then last a couple of days, which is very, very helpful.
She's a single mum and has to closely watch her pennies.
Coming here, I would say today I would have at least saved £10, maybe more. You know, that really helps. And I just don't think this government are living in the real world. I would love to them have my wages for a month and I'll have theirs.
Every time the food arrives, more people are turning up. Angela Doggett is a manager at this community project.
In the last 2 months, we've seen the queue increased from about four or five people waiting outside to, you know, 25, 30 people. It is really shocking because I think it's all kinds of people.
Emma White is a warehouse manager at Fairshare, the national charity that distributes the food, unwanted produce donated from retailers and manufacturers. She says they need more of it to keep up with demand.
So many people have been affected by the rise in energy costs, and that means that more and more people are finding their income stretched across the month. And so what we have been seeing is that these charities have come and wanted to increase the food that they take from us to meet that need at their end.
Know what they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Back at home, Alison's making good use of the surplus food with her daughter Gracie.
It's very scary at the moment. I go to bed at night and you think about things, and then I start rubbing my hair, and I've got a big patch there because I'm getting so worried about things.
A mum who knows that there are harder times ahead. In Aylsham, England, I'm the BBC's Emma Simpson for Marketplace.
And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.